That's a good point. So if you put his name on it, then why wouldn't these people actually check for these artists and find that, hey, maybe some of these people are good enough to where I like and will support their music?
Because they probably are checking for them. They probably have the same opinion we do.
Dead in hip hop conversations. Dead in hip hop conversations. We're here with Night Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Beast of the A. Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead in Hip Hop.
Insanity.
Be straight from the D. Bring you the latest on the hip hop minute. And of course, the infamous Dead in Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
What up, though? This B coming at you with the Hip Hop Minute. Yo, I mentioned before, DJ Premier working with Busta Rhymes. He also working with Slaughterhouse, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that, man. That's gonna be hot. Also, they say Watch the Throne gonna light it up for 4th of July, man. Watch the Throne coming out July 4th, man. Make sure y'all check out for that. Hopefully, it's coming out soon, you know. Hope Kanye and Jay-Z don't keep playing as long like Dr. Dre is, though. Also, make sure you check out for Rhapsody, man. Jamla, you know, we talked about it. Jam on the spot, man. Rhapsody, she's supposed to be the next big thing. June 21st, thank her now. Make sure y'all check out for that. Also, man, yes, we are still doing Skype. Make sure you add us on your Skype account, Dead End Hip Hop, search us. And then also follow the crew, myself, BZ430, Mike C, Dead End Hip Hop, FIFO. You know, holler us in the comments. We appreciate the sub, the subscribes, man. We got over 400 and counting, so we appreciate it, man. Also, if you have a topic you want us to talk about, whether it's an album review or just a webisode, make sure you hit up the Dead in Hip Hop Gmail at deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Dead in Hip Hop.
You know, so we were talking about the fact that he's assembled this roster of MCs and producers, and nobody's really talking about it in a way that we would really think that people would actually be talking about it, because it is Ninth Wonder. You know, so that's how all of this really kind of came about. Because he has two. He has the
It's a Wonderful World
music group.
And that's not a label, though. I thought that was just like a promotion.
Is that a label?
Yeah.
Well, how are the same artists on that label that are on Jamla? He playing a mind trick on you.
We don't know. But it's kind of like with Motown. Motown kind of did the same thing, where they had Motown Records and then they had Tamla, which is when I hear Jamla, I think Tamla. Because that's what Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye all
was. It?
No, it wasn't the same.
Right, so this doesn't make any sense.
So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't figured that part out. Hmm. And I haven't been able to find anything that would actually tell me.
I think Sky Zoo is like on like three different imprints.
He is. Yeah. And that confused me as well. Because Sky Zoo is with Night Wonder. But I thought he was Duck Down. But what happened was Jamla actually, they have a joint venture with Duck Down. So it's like Jamla / Duck Down Records. So he still is under Jamla. Which again is confusing as hell, because when he was here and we talked to him, he was repping Duck Down. Right. So I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on, because I don't know. I have an idea.
And
but
the only buzz that I've been hearing basically out of the Jamla army really is Rhapsody.
That's understandable.
You know? And so I'm just wondering what's the purpose of all these artists, you know, being, you know, put on.
You know, some people are okay, some people aren't.
That's what I think.
But tell me a label that there's some that everybody's hot.
But listen to what you just said, though. Some people are okay, and some of them are not.
Yeah, who's dope?
Yeah, exactly.
Every label has to have somebody that's dope. There's nobody really dope on that label. Like, the only people that I listened to that actually, like, impressed me was Tom Hardy and Sky Zoo. Everybody else on there, I was just like, okay, this person's okay.
Was good.
I didn't think she was very, I mean, she was okay, but she didn't, like, blow me away or anything.
If that's the best your city has, then cut it out.
Concentrate on one, on a few artists at a time, not 12, 13 people.
They drop and develop them. They drop like 7, 8
exactly.
Releases.
Exactly, and like I can't, and as a DJ, I can't keep up. I'm trying to keep up, you know, and it's not giving, you know, just kind of just speaking on that level, you know, I'd have to, well, for me personally, I had to get time to get into the music, get the feel of it, say, oh, okay, you know, I like this, I can blend this with this. I cannot keep up.
It's Master P of social media, where Master P and his group was dropping all these albums every single week, it's the same thing here. He has all these artists, and it seems like every week or every other week, it's another album out.
But the difference is Master P promoted him. Like, where is the promotion? You can't just talk about it on fucking Twitter. There's no promotion. And you're ninth wonder.
None.
Zero.
And it's not those times anymore.
But I understand that. But let's be fair. If looking at some of the footage that I've seen, their concerts are packed.
Because they're
coming. They have a huge... Okay, well, maybe. But they... But when I look at the crowd, and I see all the people bobbing their head like this and reciting the lyrics...
Yeah.
Are they from North Carolina?
They may...
Are the shows in North Carolina?
I don't know.
I mean, shit, we go to shows here. Well, I'll go to a show here and see some...
Let me tell you, you put Ninth Wonder on anywhere on the bill, people are going to come.
Exactly.
So
he doesn't even have to perform. He does not even have to perform. People are going to come.
It's a good point. So if you put his name on it, then... Why wouldn't these people actually check for these artists and find that, hey, maybe some of these people are good enough to where I like and will support their music?
Because they probably are checking for them. They probably have the same opinion we do. Like, if you see Ninth Wonder's name, right?
If you're talking about somebody that has worked with Murs, that has worked with Gene Gray,
that has worked with Buckshot, that's worked with all these great names, I was expecting to pull up a roster of at least B-plus MCs. I'm getting Cs. C minus, fuck it. Some of y'all motherfuckers are D's. Except there was one track that actually surprised me. It was a track with Tom Hardy and Sky Zoo. That track was actually pretty fresh. Everything else, I was just like, I'm not really this
judging interested. The collective of artists and listening to all the songs and mixtapes that they put out. One thing that I've noticed from one to the other, it's the same sound over and over again. So it becomes boring because. Speak to it because as a DJ, you can just grab somebody and say, "Well, shit, I can just put this out." There's no energy, and I think part of the problem that some of the MCs have is that it's the same.
They rhyme according to the beat, and the beats are always mid-paced.
There's no inflection.
It's the same producers every time.
You can tell. Switch up the flow a little bit.
Same style,
it's hard to switch up your flow when the beats sound the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, you know, you're like me, website copywriter. You want me to be different every time I write something, but you're giving me all plumbers.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're giving me every business I'm writing for is a plumber. How am I supposed to really change up and be more creative on this one than this one? Because it's the same shit.
Yep.
You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as an artist, you should give it to your fans to work with different producers to get different sounds. Remember, I told you, it's not bad to tinker with shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's bad when you're a pure hip-hop artist and you say, I want to go make a rock album. That's not cool. You say, it may not work. But if you say, hey, you know what? This is interesting. I think I could really rip this. And you try it, and even if it doesn't work, at least you tried it.
Right,
I agree. And you got to try it, man. Right. Because think about it. In hip-hop, the majority of them is the beat. Like, we listen to the lyrics, and the lyrics is what really makes hip hop. But at the same time, we need the music. You know what I'm saying? We need the production. The production needs to be there, and sometimes it's not when you're working with the same people, man.
But they're with Ninth Wonder. Yeah. They're being groomed by Ninth Wonder. It's rappers by Ninth Wonder.
Ninth Wonder's not a rapper. He can't groom them to be
but
rappers.
But he knows enough as a producer.
Does he? No, because he's doing his job.
Exactly.
He's producing music.
He's giving the beat that you expect from Ninth Wonder.
So do you really think Ninth Wonder would sign people?
To the artist.
So do you actually think that Ninth Wonder would sign people to his label that he does not feel are good enough?
Yes.
Why?
Because he is trying to promote North Carolina.
And I
understand that. That's cool. Rep your city. But maybe the issue is you don't have very many good MCs in North Carolina. Ninth Wonder should not be one of those people that's bringing C minus. He should be bringing at least a B plus. And to me, I'm not saying that these artists are bad. I don't want to get that mixed up. I don't want to get that twisted. Tyler Woods, and the chick Heather Victoria, they're not bad. They're just not amazing.
I think he's just kind of rolling the dice and just seeing.
Right. Yeah, and then see, maybe
but that has to be a lot, though, right?
Push him over the top too. But you know what I'm saying? Because
You have to look at it from like a Ninth Wonder perspective too. Right. If he's like, damn, you know what? I hear something. Maybe she's not special. Maybe she's, but maybe with me, I could bring her over the top.
Then don't put the mixtape out until you push her.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? And then you need to go.
Spread too thin to do that.
But then he, that's
but then he doesn't need to assign all them people that he needs to keep his camp to the point where.
But isn't it the responsibility of the people to start building their buzz themselves though?
At
the same time, that's what happens a lot.
Because
Kanye wasn't messing with Big Sean until Big Sean built his buzz up. I like what he's doing. I think there's some work to be done.
Why do you like what he's doing though?
Because I like the fact that I like the fact that he's taking some interest in his hometown and trying to find talent and put some of these guys on the map.
But do we need that? Do we need that?
Why not? What is there somebody?
Just like I said, he's saturating the fucking market. He's making it harder for good MCs to get out.
Master P, the Master P of today. Naughty.
Yo. What's the bigger picture?
I do want to know the bigger picture.
Yo, Ken, look, listen. I honestly agree with you that trying to put North Carolina on the map is a great thing. You should always try to put on for your city. And I agree. But he shouldn't try to put so many people on at the same time. Sign some people, develop them, blow them up. And while you're doing that, then go find your other guys. But you can't just sign everybody and then expect for everybody to blow the fuck up at the same time. You can't do that, especially if it's only you and there's really not a team to try to develop these artists and stuff like that. So that's how I feel about it.
Ninth Wonder did that already. He did that with Little Brother. Now, he should know by looking at his own material that he's put out that if you put the city on the map with great albums, you cannot keep the city on the map by putting out mediocre ones. So this is almost like it's his fucking fault. Like, you put out dope-ass albums, and now you're bringing these other people into the fold and be like, we're putting NC on the map.
Losing your credibility.
NC was on the map. Yes, exactly. Because NC was already on the map, and now you're making us not give a shit about them being on the map. Now I want to pull the pin out of the map and stick it somewhere.
That's a good point. I agree with you. To your point, to everything that you said,
he's oversaturating the market, and that's not good. That's not good when the work isn't exceptional. Because if he signed 15 people and he has 15 or 13 exceptional motherfuckers with two people he needs to develop, then that's great. That's fine. It's whatever. But right now, you know what I'm saying? I 100% agree with C-Town. It don't happen too often, but goddamn it, I agree.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of torn in between because I'm a big Ninth Wonder fan. So
between
what he's doing
and why
and the results of it. You know what I'm saying? I like what he's doing. Yeah. I'm all for him trying to find talent,
but like,
building
how
are you
getting him out there? How are you going to push him out there, though?
Well, I think the Twitter thing is working for him.
It's not working for him because I didn't know you had a label until you told me.
No, it ain't
working, dude.
Yeah, you even said it's not working. He was like, who's their artist?
Like, I was like, who the fuck are y'all talking about?
It's not working to where, you know what I'm saying, the level where he wants to get everybody and get his own label and everything. Twitter's not enough. Facebook's not enough.
But it just started, though.
That doesn't matter.
You have to have
strength. He's not doing
it. Giving a pass because he's Ninth Wonder.
But he's not doing it.
If he was not Ninth Wonder, he was eighth creation. You'd be like, eighth creation was on some bullshit. Eighth creation trying to promote South Carolina. He got a bunch of bullshit artists.
South Carolina.
I'm saying.
If you had eighth creation,
hey, you give somebody, you give somebody some ideas.
You wouldn't care.
Somebody's gonna see this and say, man, thank you.
One of the viewers.
Man, I'm from South Carolina, man. Eighth creation.
This is DJ Rasirius representing for Dead End Hip Hop, and you can check my mixtape out, That Feel Goodness Volume Yum, on djrasirius.com. That is RASYRIOUS.com.
Get that shit.
Check it out.